Welcome to The Flash, where we bring you the latest and most impactful news stories from around the world. I'm your host, Wendy, and today's episode is packed with significant updates, from the United States Senate's substantial aid package for Ukraine to the sensational trial of former President Donald Trump and the ongoing scrutiny of TikTok by the U.S. Congress. Stay with us as we delve into these stories and their implications, offering you knowledge and insight. Let's get started. Our first story takes us to the halls of the United States Senate, which has recently passed an extensive aid package, and to the courtroom where former President Donald Trump's trial is unfolding. Eugene, can you break down these significant events for us?
Certainly, Wendy. The Senate's bipartisan support led to the overwhelming approval of a $95 billion aid package targeting Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This allocation includes $60 billion for Ukraine, amplifying defense measures against Russian aggression, $26 billion for Israel and humanitarian relief for Gaza, and $8 billion designated for security enhancements in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed gratitude, seeing this as a vital lifeline in Ukraine's battle for victory in their prolonged war against Russia. On a different front, the trial of Donald Trump over hush money allegations is taking center stage, particularly with shocking testimonies coming to light. A key figure, David Pecker, former CEO of American Media, Inc., testified about the catch-and-kill scheme used during the 2016 presidential election to suppress damaging stories. The spotlight also turned to Michael Cohen, Trump's then-lawyer, entangling him in this intricate web of campaign finance laws and journalistic ethics.
The contrast between bipartisan cooperation in the Senate and the partisan complexities of Trump's trial is striking. How do you think these developments speak to the current state of political discourse and international relations in the U.S.?
They highlight a landscape of deep political divisions, yet also show an ability to unite on critical international issues. The aid package, in particular, underscores a commitment to global stability and the defense of democracy. Meanwhile, the trial of a former president underscores the ongoing tensions and the importance of legal and ethical standards in political practices.
Moving on, the U.S. Congress has passed a bill that could significantly impact TikTok's operations in the United States. Laura, can you tell us more about this development and its broader implications?
Absolutely, Wendy. As part of the larger $95 billion package, the TikTok seller ban bill mandates ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, to divest its stakes in the platform or face a U.S. ban. This follows long-standing concerns over potential Chinese espionage. President Biden's signature is awaited on this legislation, which has sparked considerable debate over its implications for privacy, freedom of speech, and U.S.-China relations. The bill has faced criticism from various quarters, including the American Civil Liberties Union, yet supporters argue it's a necessary measure to safeguard national security. The standoff between TikTok's proponents and the U.S. government highlights the ongoing struggle over digital sovereignty, cybersecurity, and the geopolitical tensions between the U.S. and China.
This legislation not only affects TikTok and its parent company, but also sends a clear message about the United States' stance on foreign technology on its soil. What do you think are the potential outcomes of this decision?
The battle lines are clearly drawn. This bill could usher in a new era of digital policy, with profound impacts on international business relations, privacy rights, and the global social media landscape. Also, it could escalate tensions between the U.S. and China, potentially affecting other areas of trade and technology. The ensuing legal battles and international responses will be critical in shaping the future of digital communication and policy.
Lastly, we turn our attention to a critical case before the Supreme Court, one that could significantly impact abortion laws across the United States. Sean, can you explain the significance of this case and its possible implications?
This case from Idaho tests the boundaries between state-enforced abortion bans and federal mandates, ensuring necessary medical care in emergencies. it brings to the forefront the divisive issue of abortion rights in the post-Roe v. Wade era. The court's ruling could have sweeping ramifications, potentially redefining abortion access in emergencies and altering the interplay between state and federal laws. The debate revolves around the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, or EMTALA, and whether it authorizes hospitals to perform abortions when medically necessary, even in states with strict abortion bans. This case is more than a legal battle. It's indicative of the deeply polarized views on abortion and underscores the need for clarity on how federal mandates intersect with state restrictions.
It's a significant moment for the Supreme Court and for the nation, as the outcome could not only affect millions of Americans, but also set crucial legal precedents. Thank you, Sean, for shedding light on this complex subject. As we conclude this episode, it's clear that the stories we discussed today, from Senate's aid package and Trump's trial, to Congress's movement on TikTok and the Supreme Court's pivotal examination of abortion laws, showcase the multifaceted dynamics of policy, law, and personal rights shaping our world. Thank you for joining us on The Flash. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Until next time.